It's a beautiful day, and you have a lovely wide daybed with a comfortable sofa-type mattress on it in your back entertaining area. It's a lovely little sun-trap area, which is warm, but allows a mild breeze to keep everything at the perfect temperature for spending a lazy day in your own private backyard. You make yourself nice and comfortable and start to read. Perhaps your favourite book, perhaps a new book which you've been looking forward to reading, or perhaps the newspapers. You have a coffee table at exactly the right height for you, and a jug of beautiful, refreshing water, or whatever other drink you find refreshing on such a day. Some beautiful, tall, leafy trees are lined along the back boundary of your property, and your gaze is drawn to them as they sway gently in the warm afternoon breeze. The breeze blows gently across the skin of your face, massaging the small muscles with the gentlest of touches imaginable. Perhaps you have a little water feature in your garden, and you can hear the water bubbling quietly and happily in the background. You can hear the leaves of the trees rustling gently, and the scent of flowers on the air increases the soporific nature of the afternoon. You look up at the beautiful, fluffy white clouds as they lazily drift across the blue sky. It's always interesting how people can see shapes in the clouds, and different people can see different shapes in the same clouds. I wonder what shapes you can notice in these particular clouds. Perhaps a horse cantering across the fields. Or is it a face? Or perhaps a famous landmark? The clouds are changing again, and perhaps you can already see something else. You notice the vapour trails of an airplane, and follow them until you see a glint of silver as the sun reflects off the fuselage of the plane. I wonder where it's going. You may be thinking of the passengers, looking down at the ground, seeing the landscape below, not even aware that you can see their plane, as it takes them to wherever. You look back at the trees in your backyard, where some brightly coloured birds are noisily disputing some territory. Too much effort for such a beautiful afternoon. You look back up in the sky to where the plane was, but it's gone now, far, far away. A few wispy clouds are in its place, but they don't even look like a plane. More like a butterfly landing on a flower. The birds have settled down now, and it's all quiet and sleepy again. I'll leave you now to drift off, wherever your thoughts might take you.